Welcome to Feasting on the Word for June 16th, 2021. This ancient discipline of simply allowing God's Word to speak, us to listen, and to find within that discipline an opportunity to chew on, to digest God's Word, and to reflect deeply on what it is saying and speaking to us, how it is challenging us, the life it is calling us to. The way that we go through this process is by hearing that word, that same small passage of scripture, four different times. In our case, I use four different translations of the same passage, kept intentionally short so that it is easy for us to experience and easy for us then also to reflect upon. Between all of those readings is periods of silence. A shorter period of silence following the first and second reading of just a minute, and then a longer period of silence following the third reading of 3 minutes, granting us an opportunity to turn to God with our thoughts and reflections on the passage that we have been hearing. We conclude the discipline with a fourth reading of the scripture, and then the discipline is finished and we take this word into our day. I find it helpful to have something to write with and something to write on nearby so that I can write down my reflections as we go through the different readings. And so without further delay, let's get on into the discipline of feasting on God's Word today from Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version. For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are completed will I visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Our second reading of Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14 from The Message. This is God's word on the subject. As soon as Babylon's 70 years are up and not a day before, I'll show up and take care of you as I promised and bring you back home. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hoped for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed, God's decree. I'll turn things around for you. I'll bring you back from the countries into which I drove you, God's decree. Bring you home to the place from which I sent you off into exile. You can count on it. Our third reading of Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14 from the Living Bible. Remember that a longer period of silence will follow this reading. The truth is this: you will be in Babylon for 70 years. But then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised and bring you home again. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. You will find me when you seek me, if you look for me in earnest. Yes, says the Lord, I will be found by you, and I will end your slavery and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and bring you back home again to your own land. Our fourth and final reading of Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14 from the New International Version. This is what the Lord says: when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.